Lunch Bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
Sorry to fade Mumford & Sons down there, but we've heard from the river that the one-minute cannon went a few seconds ago. Will, are you there?
I am there. All the boats are pushing out.
Fantastic. Can you give us
the rundown?
Yeah, can you give us the rundown for this, which is the W1 division?
They're on headship are Emma, from Christ, from First and Third, from Jesus, from Downing, from Clare, from Queens, from Keys, from Newnham, from Cat, from Medwards, Pembroke, Peterhouse, Churchill, Lady Margaret, Girton, Tit Hall, and the sandwich boat is Magdalen.
Fantastic.
They're
so
10 seconds.
Okay, so.
And they're off. Here they come. Man, you've got a good start. Christ chasing on them hard. Can't hear any whistles yet. First and third are really on a different side of the river to everybody else. Emma are pushing into the corner. They just finished their wines. Their cocks will be telling them to stride out, taking a really, really, really tight line into first post. No whistles yet. Jesus gaining on fat. Fat are on for spoons, remember? And here come Emma. Emma are 2 feet off the bank. An amazing line by their cocks. Christ, they've gone really, really wide. But first and third are nowhere near Christ. Emma are going extremely well. Brilliant line by their cocks. Christ are coming around. Christ are chasing now. They've lined up on Emma. Jesus are chasing them first and third. They've got two whistles. And they're round. First and third are coming around now. Jesus have backed off a little. First and third are dangerously close to the bank. Ooh, very, very close. Cutting the grass. Let's cut over to grass. Do you see if anything happened with Emmanuel? Downing around.
To Lucy on grassy corner.
Go to grassy.
Hi, yes, I'm here on grassy corner and we have Emmanuel pulling away from Christ. We've got good clearance there and Emmanuel appears to be taking the better line on grassy. Further behind, we have first and third being caught finally pursued by Jesus, as reported at first post. But I can't really see that they're that close at the moment. Emma are being gained on by Christ, and we have a lot of Emma supporters here yelling into the microphone. But they're taking a really good line around here, but so are Christ, and Christ are hotly pursuing them now as they come around.
To Will.
Very, very... Oh, two first-post corner.
Needham are chasing on Keys. They've got two whistles. They're going for the overlap. They've got two whistles. They're getting almost the canvas now. And Medwards have got three whistles on Cats. Coming into first post. Cats are still looking strong. They're pushing off. Their cox is looking over her shoulder. Medwards are going for it in the boat named Octopussy. Medwards are pushing out. Their bow girl's looking over her shoulder. They've got two whistles still. Pembroke are miles away from Medwards. Churchill are gaining. Let's go over to Grassy.
To Lucy?
Go to Lucy.
Okay, thank you very much. We have very close contact between first and third and Jesus W1, but now they're past grassy corner. They're going to have to get contact, and it looks like first and third are pulling away and again taking the better line. Further behind them, we have some interesting stuff from Keys, who are pulling over, because I think that was a bump there on Keys by Needham. Yep, there's a bump. And they're pulling over, clearing the way for St. Cats behind them, who are coming round. And St. Cats look like they're going to be caught by Murray Edwards. Looks about the half the length, possibly less. Okay, let's go to Ditton Corner to find out what's going on at the top of the division.
Thanks very much, Lucy. And yes, Emma is pulling round in corner, taking a very tight line.
Let's
head back to first post. Will, what's happening? It sounds very exciting.
Tit Hall have got overlap on Girton. Tit Hall are gaining on Girton massively. Girton are looking sloppy. Tit Hall are going for the power 10. And Magdalen are going right strong at the bottom of the division. They're safe. Go round to Grassy.
Yeah, back to
Grassy.
Thanks, thank you very much, Will. Thanks, Lucy. There's just a little quick overlap here. Just a quick update. Christ overlap, and they've bumped Emma, I think, on the long reach. Are Emma going to give in? They've got to give in. There's a massive amount of overlap. There's about a foot of overlap. They've got to give in. And also behind them, Jesus have bumped, surely. They've got to give that up. First and third, Jesus have bumped, surely. Yes, they have. They haven't, they're not giving in. Go back to Lucy on grassy corner. It's all very exciting.
Okay, we have an absolute standstill here on the W1 division on grassy corner. Due to a crash and a bump by Murray Edwards on St. Cat's, we have absolute standstill. Pembroke could not get clearance round, and as a result, Peterhouse, Churchill and Lady Margaret have all come to a still. It's looking likely to be a re-row, possibly. I'm not sure of the protocol here, but I can confirm complete standstill here on W1 at grassy corner. What's happening further up with Emma and Chris?
Yeah, thanks, Lucy. Emma and Chris are pulling away into the distance, and I still don't think Chris have actually caught them. They've gone out, they've taken a very strange line, I think, just to avoid them, to avoid the very hotly pursuing Chris. Emma have sort of wiggled around the long reach. But first and third have pulled over. They've been bumped by Jesus. It was a long time coming, and it looked like, I thought they would have given up quite a lot sooner than they did. They wanted to keep going as fast as they can. Claire have just pulled over beside me here, and at the far side of the bank, Queens have also pulled over. So I presume Claire has been bumped by Queens here just as they got onto the long reach, just as they came round the corner. Jesus are celebrating. And Claire are also sort of very sportingly cheering for the Queen's bow, which has bumped them, has pulled over at the far side of the bank. Jesus have pulled over. Going to have to find out what's happened with Emma and Chris. It looks like they've bumped as well. It looks like Chris, because they've pulled over. It looks like Chris bumped Emma, but we'll have to find out on the confirmed results when we get them to you as soon as we can. Lucy, any more that we can tell what's been going on at grassy corner? Have you heard anything from the officials?
Hi, yeah, I'm still on grassy corner, but there doesn't seem to be much in the way of any movement. Everyone's just pulling over. It's likely to be a re-row, which will be pretty contentious considering how close certain boats were, so I'm not sure how happy people will be about that. But we have yet to officially hear from anyone what's going to happen, but I assume it's a re-row. Can we have final confirmation on... Sorry, I didn't hear you. Lots of people up here are very keen to find out. Have Chris bumped Emma?
We're going to have to wait for the final confirmed results, but I think they did. It's sort of, as they just went round the kink, there's two boats that have pulled over. I can't see which ones it is, but I think it might be Emma and Chris. And Chris were very hot on Emma's tail. Jesus have definitely bumped first and third. They've pulled over the side there, and Claire have been bumped by Queens. I don't know what's happened to Downing. They've disappeared. I presume they must have either rowed over or sort of got lost in all of this madness as they came round Din Corner. Just if you missed it earlier on, Keys were bumped by Newnham and St. Cats were bumped by Medwards. And then it all hell broke loose in the middle of grassy corner. It's sort of come to a standstill. The last boat to come round this corner was the Queen's boat, which had bumped up on Clare. That's the last boat that I saw. So that gives you a good idea. Only about... seven boats made it to the long reach. That gives you a good idea of just sort of how frenetic this W1 race was. We're going to try and get you the confirmed results as soon as we can. But for now, Beth, it's back to you in the studio. We're looking forward to M1. If this is what it's like, we're looking forward very much to the M1 race, because W1 has been a fantastic race. A lot of excitement. We're going to find out as soon as we can.
Thanks for that, Jack. So just to update you there, if you're not entirely sure what's gone on, we've had carnage in the bottom half of the W1 division, so our commentators will be getting onto that and letting us know what is happening very soon. But I think we can call a couple of bumps there. We can call Murray Edwards and St. Cats. Murray Edwards bumping up there. Newnham bumping up on Keys. Queens bumping up on Clare. We reckon Downing rode over. Jesus bumped up onto Fats. And we reckon that Christ had bumped up onto Emma. And I think, as that will mean a new head of the river, we need a victory song.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Sorry to fade down James Bay there, but we are going live to the river where we are just about to get ready for the re-row that's taking place for the W1 division. So, Jack, who is re-rowing for us?
Yeah, it's all got very confusing and chaotic down here. What happened is we had a bit of Cornish. Newnham's Cox took an oar to the head. We think they're okay. Tithall were bumped by Maudlin right at the bottom, so they're not re-rowing, although Tithall have very strongly contested that. So at the top of the rerun, the 1 minute cannon's just gone now. At the top of the rerun, we've got Pembroke, followed by Peterhouse, then Churchill, then Lady Margaret, then Girton, and that's it. It's those five boats re-rowing. And they're actually, interestingly enough, we were talking about whether they'd start from the headship, which is past the sort of the Newnham Bridge, or whether they'd start from their original places. And it looks like they're starting from their original places. They're considerably further down the river. They're quite a long way down past first post corner. So I'm stood sort of past Newnham Bridge. You can probably hear the cars going past overhead. They're pushing out now the boats. That's Pembroke just at the top of this pack, getting ready to start the race. Hopefully, we're not going to see any too much drama. We've had a lot here. We walked past as I was walking up to this part of the river. And there's the cannon, there's the start cannon. And they're going to be coming up very shortly. But as I was walking up to this part of the river, the Tithall crew were talking to the umpire in quite heated terms. They were saying that it was unfair because Maudlin bumped them only because they stopped because their oars were obviously going into the Cox, the head of the Newnham Cox, and they were saying they would have seriously hurt her if they'd have carried on rowing. But the umpire said, no, decision's final. Tithall have been bumped by Maudlin. And further up the division, we can confirm Emma were bumped by Christ. First and Thurs were bumped by Jesus. Downing Road over Clare were bumped by Queens. Keys were bumped by Newnham. And St. Cats were bumped by Medwards. But now I can just see Pembroke W1 coming into view. They're quite close to the bank as they come under Newnham Bridge. They're about 2 or 3 feet away from the bank, taking the nice inside line. And they seem pretty strong. They're well clear of Christ's, who are behind them. Christ's also taking an inside line, but then behind them, we have Churchill. We have Churchill behind Peterhouse. Peterhouse behind Pembroke, and then Churchill in their bright pink. It's very easy to spot Churchill. We like that. It's a very helpful stash that they have. Churchill pretty much on station, but they're taking a slightly further outside line. Behind them, Lady Margaret Boat Club, W1, been urged on by the Cox. She's mimicking the rhythm of the stroke as she shouts, urges on her crew. Pretty much on the station there. And then behind them, right at the back, we have Girton. They don't look like they're going to be catching anyone at the moment. They're pushing hard, but they are at least two or three lengths behind the Lady Margaret crew, and they should just be coming now to Will, who's at first post corner. Will, can you see anything?
That's right. Pembroke are just coming up towards me now. They're just about to enter the corner. They don't look like they're going to be caught by Peterhouse just yet, although I can hear some whistles, so we'll have to wait on that. Peterhouse are coming up now. Hang on. No, it's fine. Pembroke at the lead. Peterhouse are gaining on them, but Maggie's are gaining on Peterhouse by two whistles. It's all going really, really confusing now. Pembroke at the head. They've got loads of room behind them. Peterhouse are being caught by Churchill. Churchill have got two whistles on Peterhouse. Pembroke are rowing strong. They're not panicking. They're going at strong rate 28. Churchill are going to go for the outside line and try and pierce Peterhouse on the inside. That's Pembroke going past me now. Churchill are pressing into Peterhouse now. They've got three whistles. That's 6 feet. They are quite wide out, though. Peterhouse are making a great line around the corner. That's it. There are so many bikes going past me now. Churchill have taken a worse line than Peterhouse. They've lost some ground there. And Maggie's are taking up behind Churchill. They're about three lengths off. And Girton are another two lengths off Maggie. There's not going to be anything there. Go to Grassy and we'll see what happens with this Churchill and Peterhouse.
Hi, yes, I'm at Grassy Corner, and Pembroke have got good clearance from Peterhouse, and it looks like over that there with Lady Margaret and with Peterhouse at W1, I wouldn't be surprised if they bump on grassy corner. Pembroke taking a wide line here. They should be, I mean, they look pretty comfortable because Peterhouse is so far behind, but I wouldn't risk such a wide corner myself. Further behind them, we have Lady Margaret, but I don't think Lady Margaret are going to have a look in on Churchill because Churchill are narrowing in on Peterhouse now, pretty far away, but I think it's looking like overlap there. Pembroke taking it pretty easy. Closer line now. And Peterhouse, they've got to concede soon. Peterhouse should concede in the next couple of seconds. And there it is. Yep, Peterhouse have been bumped by Churchill on the same corner, which caused the pile up last time. So they need to keep rowing and pull in. And they've both pulled in on grassy corner. Now Lady Margaret needs to make their way around and avoid Girton. Yep, Lady Margaret taking... Unfortunately, they've been forced to take a wide line around Churchill and are now pulling away from Girton. It's looking like it's in the bag there for Pembroke. Pembroke, a solid row over. And we'll have to find out later on what happens with Lady Margaret and Girton. But I'm pretty sure it's looking like a row over here. Lady Margaret might have a little bit of contact with Peterhouse. Nope, they're fine, they're clear. And I'm predicting no bump. I'm predicting all row overs for Girton, Lady Margaret, and for Pembroke. But we have a confirmed bump on Peterhouse by Churchill.
To where?
And can we go to first post corner, please, to find out what's happening there?
Okay, so we found out some more details about the Tit Hall and Magdalen bump. Tit Hall were claiming to the marshal that they only stopped because they didn't want to cause any more damage to Newnham's cocks. Magdalen were at least three or four lengths behind Tit Hall at that point, but the umpire has ruled that Tit Hall should see a better line. The umpire is having none of Tit Hall's claims, though, and Magdalen have bumped up into the W1 division, and so we'll row at the bottom of the W1 division tomorrow.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you very much in the river. We will come to you for the confirmed results later on. But first, I think this is going out in honour of Tit Hall. This sounds like a really tragic event that's happened. And I've been given permission by a Tit Hall student to play this.
Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.